Hi everyone, I'm Teja, and you're watching or listening to LEEDS Summer Podcast Series Inside Knowledge. Today, we welcome our next guest, LYC. She has 15 years of experience working with multinationals and leading and growing social ventures. She is also the author of Reimagining Financial Inclusion, Tackling the Flaws of Our Formal Financial System. Today, we will speak about the latest Global FinTech Database report and its important takeaways for businesses. Hi everyone, and thank you everyone for joining us today on our summer series, Inside Knowledge. So I'm very excited to speak with you today. And the first thing I want to speak with you is about the World Bank, which published the Global FinTech Database 2021 in the end of June. And it is called Financial Inclusion, Digital Payments and Resilience in the Age of COVID-19. So would you walk us through some of the most important points in this database and let us know whether any significant changes can be highlighted?
Yes, thanks for inviting me. It's always a real pleasure to talking with you. So. And I can share a couple of main insights coming from the report. Let me start by saying that we really reached impressive results if you look at the report in this past decade, because the report is a decade old. And worldwide, the people that have a bank account has reached 67% of the global population. And this was just 50% a decade ago. So that's really massive. I would like to start with that on the positive side. And even in the developing countries, where most of the impoverished communities are, this has risen to 71%. So that's not bad at all. The outlook is really positive, I would say. The progress is really impressive. However, this still means in the developed world, a developing world, that most, let's say 30% does still not have a bank account. So there's still a lot of work to be done. And I do have to share with the audience and with you that having a bank account in itself doesn't immediately mean that you are financially included, right? You need way more than that to be included in our society. You need an income, you need access to basic needs like a roof over your head or being able to live healthy, have access to a toilet, clean water, energy, things like that. So a bank account, that's a good start, but income and access to financial services to get all those basic needs, a loan, insurance, mortgage, pension, you name it. But having a bank account is a good start for all of those. One more thing that is also very important to mention is, of course, COVID or the corona crisis we all witnessed and were part of experiencing the impact of it. But it also catalyzed the adoption of digital financial services. So one third of the adult people in developing countries who paid their utility bill directly from an account, they did so for the first time in their life after the pandemic. So this is a clear sign that the pandemic actually led to many people opening accounts and starting to accept being financially included through digital accounts, which is a real good thing. As I said, the very instrumental to reach those impressive results of financial inclusion are those digital payments. And this is not only wage payment, but also government transfers of social security, for example, but also domestic remittances have played a big role here. And I would say that this is exactly where the massive opportunity lies for financial inclusion for businesses. Because if companies, those with the global supply chains, if they would join in and commit to financial inclusion too, that would be through the digital payments, not just for their workforce, the salary payments, because these people actually have formal jobs and are by nature not the ones that are excluded, right? No, the opportunity really lies for example, in including those through digital cashless payment in their supply chain or in their sales channels. So I would say that that is a corner we should look at when we talk about this FinDex report.
Yeah, I think you shared many interesting insights and points from this report, and you already mentioned what the some of the opportunities for businesses are. But my next question is, are there any other important takeaways from this report that business leaders in particular should be aware of if they want to help in the journey of financial inclusion?
Yeah, so I mentioned the report only hints at it. Opportunities. So I think it's very important to translate them to concrete opportunities for business leaders to contribute to financial inclusion. Unfortunately, financial inclusion has always been put sort of away at the plates of the banks and the insurers. But nowadays, it's more relevant than ever that businesses, all businesses, start to join. So thanks for asking the question. And why is it so important that they join? Because those big business, they have the power and they have the global reach. And technology nowadays allows them to contribute to financial inclusion. So let me stick to that point a little bit. The point that I made earlier, the blockers I mentioned in the report, why unbanked people do not use accounts, right? One of them is that banks are way too far away. And there's a good argument why companies should step in, because they already transact with them, the low-income, excluded people, so to say. They pay them or they receive money from them in their value chains. So this could really help to solve the blocker of not having sufficient money to transact. Because if you go through the businesses, they actually already transact with them. So mind you, big businesses touch upon those communities of those hardworking but very often unbanked people on two sides. So either it's in their supply chain, those people, the unbanked, they are digging the goals from their minds that we put in our phones or computers. They pick the coffee beans or they deliver the woven cloth, you know, that is sold to the factories from which the big brands make the fashion, right? But they also touch upon those communities in their sales channels. Think of fast-moving consumer goods, for example. So the unbanked people, they buy drinks from the fast-moving consumer good companies and they sell it in their food stalls or detergent and toothpaste. They sell it in their petty shops. But also the utilities like energy, water, mobile phone credits. So here is a massive opportunity for big businesses to contribute to financial inclusion on those both sides. If you allow me some time, I can give you an example from the book Reimagining Financial Inclusion. So Banco is currently working with Coca-Cola in South Africa. So Banco aims to financially include those that are super excluded in the first miles of your supply chain as a big business. So in a secure blockchain platform, they provide visibility across the full global value chain, including the workers that supply your suppliers' factories, because usually it's like 5-6 steps down the value chain or up the value chain. Using Banco as a platform, as a company, you will know who actually picked your crop or who mined your minerals or who collected the waste that is used in the Coca-Cola bottles that are made from recycled plastic. Coca-Cola, for example, in this case, wants to make 100% of all their packaging recyclable by 2025, for which they will depend very heavily on the people that collect that waste in the last mile or the first mile, depends on how you look at it, right? So Banco's technology really brings that transparency in the whole process, but they also bring equitability by providing this tool to waste collectors to demonstrate their earnings. And by demonstrating your earnings, you actually will become in turn of that in return bankable, and you get access to loans with a lower interest rate. So there's a win-win. Also, let me stop here.
No, that was very interesting. And thank you for sharing those takeaways for business leaders. I think this might be very useful for those who really want to do their part towards financial inclusion. So thank you very much, Irvine, for taking us through the report and then giving us your insights. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.